So when we deal with this today's gospel, we tend to focus on evangelical poverty or the gospel poverty, radical poverty. Those people who follow Jesus, like, you know, always need to focus on Jesus more than any other things in this world, material world. So we tend to focus on that. So we already heard this part so many times. So evangelical poverty or gospel poverty, I'm going to a little bit get away from that. And then let me go into little details that people many times lost, did not focus. Remember, at the beginning of today's gospel, the gospel of Luke here, you know, here's the one. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs. Huh. In other words, he's sending these disciples ahead of him every town and place he intended to visit. Now, while these disciples are on the way, Jesus says, greet no one along the way. In other words, don't speak. And into whatever house you enter, first say, what? Peace to this household. Connect that with the Jesus resurrected. Remember the Thomas, huh? Thomas, you know, before Thomas, when he appeared to his disciples, what was his first word? Remember, these disciples just ran away from Jesus, and then Jesus resurrected. And then these disciples are fearful. Think about it. They betrayed Jesus. And they thought, oh my gosh, I am in big trouble. You know, Jesus would come to us and say, you betrayed me. Well, we are in big trouble now. What did Jesus say? The first word was what? Peace be with you. And connect that scene with the disciples. Did not talk to anybody at all. And when they went to the town, somebody must invite them. And the first word they said was, peace to this household. Now let's connecting all together. Jesus sent disciples ahead of the visit. And Jesus, in addition to the evangelical poverty or focus on mission rather than this material things worldly matter, beside that, he asked all those disciples, share this message, peace to this household. Later on, when Jesus appeared, when Jesus resurrected and then appeared to his disciples, first word that he said was, peace be with you. The peace. We are sent by Jesus every day. We are not only just followers of Jesus, which means his disciples. We are actually apostles. Because after this, what do we normally hear when you come to Mass? You hear this message. Ite misa est, Latin word. Go in peace. I'm sorry, the translation cannot convey what that means. Ite misa est, go. Mass is. Ite misa est, go. Mass is. Translation means you receive all this, go. Bring the same Mass or misa to the world. Carry what you have received to the world. What do we need to carry? Peace. Peace. What kind of peace? Are we talking about tranquilities? What kind of peace? Oh, that's a different story. But in summary, in short way, the peace that Jesus showed us on the cross, while everybody said 5 days ago, when Jesus entered the Jerusalem, woohoo, woohoo, you are the Messiah, you are the Messiah, oh, and then 5 days later, same people, please kill him. He's not the Messiah that I was looking for. Just get rid of him. And yet, Jesus on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they did not know what they were doing. And mom, this is, you know, women, this is your son. Hey, this is your mother. What he actually did is bringing from the chaos into the order in terms of God's way, peaceful way. Love, peace. Then we need to become the instrument of peace. Still intangible, right? Still abstract. Final thought. Remember St. Francis says what? Lord, make me an instrument of what? Peace. You got that. That peace. He went through all the necessary meaning of peace. But the thing is, basically what he's actually saying is the peace that Jesus asked us to bring. Okay, I'm speaking too much. So, today, when we finish the Mass, when we go out to the world, let's become an instrument of peace, really. What peace? Prayer of St. Francis. Huh? It's not enough for us simply become a pious Christian here in this world, in this church. And yet, when we go out to the world, and it almost as if we have a dualistic point of view, a dualistic lifestyle. Here, we are so pious, but out there, no, it doesn't work that way. We need to bring peace to the world. And that's at least what I'm hearing from the Gospel of Luke. That's at least what Jesus is asking 72 disciples along with each one of us.